Iraq's embattled Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he's called for a summit of Iraq's political leaders, possibly in the next few days. Nearly half of Maliki's cabinet has quit because of political infighting. That situation is one of many crises in Iraq that the United Nations has decided to take on. In a unanimous vote on Friday, the UN Security Council passed a resolution, sponsored by the U.S. and Britain, that would give the UN a greater role in addressing issues such as security, reconciliation, reconstruction, and refugees. Joining me now is Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador to the UN. Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. and Britain have spent the better part of the last 4 years trying to restore security in Iraq. What do you think the U.N. can do that the U.S. and Britain have not?
Well, what's important is that the U.N. has a special expertise and abilities to talk to various groups that sometimes the U.S. and the U.N. cannot. And
Who can the U.N. talk to?
On the Shia side, for example, I could not talk when I was the ambassador to the Iraq, to Ayatollah Sistani or to Muqtada Sadr, and the UN has that capability to do so. Also, on the Sunni side, there are groups that on the insurgency side that we can't talk to, that the UN would be able to do that in coordination, obviously, with the government in Iraq. Also, it has expertise in terms of dealing with issues such as insurgency, nation building, negotiations with parties to a conflict that would be useful. This is not a substitute for the U.S. and U.K. effort. We will continue to do our part, but it brings additional capability to the table, and therefore it's a positive development.
And what about Iraq's relationship with its neighbors? The U.S. has been trying to convince Iraq's neighbors to play a more helpful role toward Iraq, and this resolution authorizes the U.N. to promote what's called a regional dialogue. Do you think the neighbors are in any mood to listen to the U.N.?
Well, I think the other driver, other than the internal disagreement affecting the situation in Iraq, is the regional rivalry. And here, too, the UN can be helpful. Some steps have been taken in this direction since the meetings in March in Baghdad and then in Sharm el-Sheikh and recently in a few of the neighboring states, that the UN now, with this new mandate, can move to institutionalize and regularize this, to have the meetings of the neighboring states, particularly Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Iran, and countries such as ourselves and the UK that have forces there, to work with Iraqis and with each other towards cooperation and to make this, as I said, a more regularized and as frequently as possible and as needed. And this will be obviously something up to the special envoy of the Secretary General in Iraq.
And specifically with regards to Iran, the U.S. has long made the allegation that arms and insurgents flow into Iraq through Iran. Does the U.N. have any leverage to address that issue?
Well, it, of course, ultimately can bring up the issue to the Security Council if the Iranians or others do not cooperate. But I think at this stage, the issue is the convening of the representatives of these countries with influence and seeking ways to bring an understanding between the key players. It is in that regard that the resolution authorizes and gives the mandate to the special representative of the Secretary General.
The United Nations pulled most of its personnel out of Iraq 4 years ago after the bombing at UN headquarters in Baghdad. How can the UN now ramp up its mission in Iraq and guarantee some kind of security? Is it fair to ask the UN to do this?
Well, the vote on Friday indicated that the world thinks the situation in Iraq and what's happening there is important, and it affects the region and the world, and it is also, obviously, it's a risky place. I have served there myself, so I know the risks involved, but the risk should not deter one from taking the steps that are necessary to help Iraqis, given the importance of the situation, but at the same time, prudent steps need to be taken to look after the people who go there, after their security. And we have said, the United States, that we will do our part to assist the UN in this regard.
Is this resolution, do you think, an admission that it was a mistake for the U.S. and Britain to go to war in Iraq without the approval of the United Nations?
Well, I don't want to look back and that, as to what should have or could have been done. Of course, we had our own processes, and those processes are legitimate as well. Now, I think the world has come together. A new page has been turned. We all know what happened in the past. The important thing is that the world is recognizing the importance of Iraq to the future of the world and has authorized the UN to do what it can to assist the Iraqis.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and a former U.S. envoy to Iraq. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.